You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Glenn and Clinton.
I say, Dave, you're nothing but a cad and a bounder and an imposter.
You think that I don't understand the accent of British? Is that what you're telling me, Glenn?
Oh, Jesus, that's terrible.
Poppycock, I say poppycock. Rubbish! You're rubbish! And I will not have you diminish my British royalty in such a pittance.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Do you want to do bath fitter? Why does he speak like that? Well, he has a monocle.
His monocle.
No. Demolition.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Now presenting, hear ye.
That was like, that wasn't English.
What do you mean? Hear ye, hear ye.
It's like Braveheart. No. Like Scottish.
Scottish, British, whatever.
Well, I think it's a big difference.
Hear ye, hear ye.
That's Scottish. The Welsh or something.
All right.
See Pietro and Rothenberg.
I got a nice, so we had Glenn call with that beautiful accent.
Yep.
Got an email from Jennifer in Tampa. Is Glenn from London single? I'm interested.
Oh.
A little matchmaking.
The accent.
Little matchmaking service here.
I wish I had a nice accent.
You have a good accent.
No. Like a real, like noticeable.
Like a twang?
Yeah, something. Not twang, just some kind of accent.
Like from where?
I don't know, like a British accent would be nice.
British accent.
Australian accent would be nice.
That would be nice.
Something like the Irish accent.
But
something.
Then when you live here, everyone immediately notices that accent.
Would you stand out?
Yeah, but is that what you want?
Well, no. What's a better conversation starter? Hey, my wife slept with George Clooney.
Yes,
or
that.
Where's that accent from?
No. My wife slept with George Clooney.
No.
100%.
No, it's not.
100%.
No, it isn't.
100%.
That's information you wouldn't have to offer.
I would wear a t-shirt. My wife slept with George Clooney t-shirt. Then how many times you have to be like, I'm from, you know, London. You know how boring and tiring that gets after a while?
So the telling the George Clooney story wouldn't get boring at all?
I don't think so.
Like reliving that?
I don't think so.
No, you get all hot and...
No, I don't think so.
...turned on.
No. I think that George Clooney story
it's
lives
like an
forever.
Aphrodisiac for you.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I think right. It's a moment filled with tremendous pride. RJ, who's the most famous person Ange has ever slept with?
No one. No one at all.
Well, maybe you.
I'm not famous.
Remember that research you were doing last week?
You're the Panini genie.
Like,
Sonny from Sunny...
Sunny Brockport.
Sunny in Philadelphia.
You went to Sunny Brockport.
I think what I'm gathering...
Shut up, Raymond.
What Ray's got it out for you today. What I'm gathering, you got a thing for George.
I think that's what it is.
You okay. Got a thing for George.
I'm going to respond to that
with
this.
I'm with you.
Who doesn't? He's George Clooney.
Yeah, but I don't care who it is.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to be hanging out in the corner when George is with my wife.
You want to get involved.
No, I don't know. I don't want to get involved.
He just wants to watch.
Yeah, I'd like to see.
Well, the cleanup guy.
I'd like to take notes.
Would George you be the cleanup guy?
No.
You know who you would be? You'd be Johan Ramirez. Just leave you in.
Just, you know what? You just take one for the team here, pal. 50 pitches.
And I think they set him down yesterday, so that's sad.
That's a shame.
But I think you would take that. Because you have real interest in his...
I would like to know what's happening with George.
Technique, all of it.
I mean, it's just George Clooney.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean he's good.
Who knows?
He'd be terrible.
Right.
I heard Leonardo DiCaprio, not great.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, who are you talking to that are telling
people?
You... Really?
Yeah. That's pretty wild. You have sources into those circles.
It's all women 25 and under, so, you know.
That's his thing.
Oh, what a terrible thing that is.
Kind of just hangs out. Like, doesn't even like do a little vaping while... Like, not.
What do you mean?
It's not very active.
He's an active vapor.
Oh, really?
On the island.
But it was so good on in Titanic.
Well, what's eating Gilbert Grape? You kidding me?
It was great in that.
Unbelievable.
Look how angry he gets. I didn't say anything bad about Gilbert Grape.
It's a great movie. He was awesome.
You thought about it, though.
I love that movie. What's Eating Gilbert Grape was a very fine movie. And then he did the movie with De Niro when he played like a troubled youth, like a special needs child. It was excellent.
He's been Departed. He was good in
his movies. He's a great, great actor. So last night, we saw UConn win again.
Yep.
It's two straight years, and I think Danny Hurley is right. Okay, if you had this is probably a no-brainer. You have a college basketball program. You're looking for a coach. Your first call now has to be to Danny Hurley, right? How about Jay Wright? If you're Kentucky, do you try to entice Jay? Like,
of course.
We're going to offer you endless amounts of money. Because Jay Wright can't be 60 yet, right?
He looks great. I don't know. He's one of those ones that have a tough time.
If he's 60, I get because he is a terrific looking guy.
Without the stress of that.
I knew you were going here. 62.
Wow. He looks unbelievable for 62. Well,
You're 51.
Right.
You look great.
Thanks.
Yeah, you look that good. Does he want to get back into that? It seems like people are trying to get out of it. You want to throw yourself right back into it.
Well, maybe he wants one more challenge.
I know, but see, Saban's like, no, I'm good with NIL and transfer portals.
But Saban's in his 70s.
I understand that. But did Saban show you any indications that he was ready to retire after the season?
No, I'm surprised by that.
No, they're getting it's hard now. It's extra hard now. And do you want to have to deal with all of that on top of the fact that, you got to, what are people that are finally, how many games did you lose? Well, I didn't lose any because I don't have to coach.
Right, but there's got to be that draw to coaching.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't there?
I'm sure there is, but is it something that at 62 years old you want to jump back into? Or are you happy doing what you're doing? It's a huge commitment with
It's a huge commitment. Oh, and it's a never sleeping, constant recruiting on the road. I get it.
Or does he want to wait for an NBA job?
But how much longer can you wait? You're 62 years old now.
Well, I think if he puts his name kind of back in the mix, that there'd be a chance.
How about Billy Donovan?
I mean, they were talking. When I watched something on TV yesterday, saying that the Charlotte Hornets should hire Don Staley.
I don't think it's an awful idea.
I don't think so either. There were people that thought why wouldn't Kentucky pick up the phone and call Don Staley?
Somebody had that yesterday. I just think that's...
Those were the conversations being had yesterday.
See, I think if you are a team, I don't even mean low level, like a team that's really desperate to make a splash, you maybe go after Don Staley. But if you're Kentucky to go after Don Staley to be the first, I don't know that they would want to do that. I mean, you'd be the first.
Is she a good coach?
I think she's an excellent coach. I think she's a great coach.
Right. So,
I think she's a winner. I think she's a leader. I think she has all those things.
First of all, she was a great player.
Amazing player.
Now, she's a really good head coach. She has the winning. I mean, what? Unless you're just a chauvinist, like what can't she teach you?
You say that, and I agree. But you say, unless you're a chauvinist, you think that we've never had a female head coach.
But I'm just saying, as an athlete, I'm not saying what the decision makers are going to decide. I'm just saying as an athlete, you have this person that's accomplished, take the sex out of it.
Would I like to see her get a head coaching job now? Yes.
Everything that you'd like to achieve in a career, Don Staley has pretty much done.
But don't be naive. It's not just like it flippantly happens.
I'm saying from an athlete's perspective.
I understand
that. You saw how the tweets from LeBron James and everyone else, what else does she have to do to prove to you that she knows?
I just don't know that Kentucky or a school like Kentucky is going to be here foray into college
coaching.
I'm not
saying Kentucky's going to do it or not going to do it. I'm just telling you what the conversation was yesterday.
Let's go.
I've
been waiting for Becky Hammon to get an NBA coaching job forever.
And you see what she's doing in the WNBA.
And why not? Why not?
I think it would be because there would be a fear from the people that hire whoever the woman ends up being is that the players won't respond to having a woman coach.
Which is kind of sad.
Well, yeah, but why else would you not?
Well, that's my point, is that how is a woman going to recruit? Right? How is a woman going to coach X's and O's? How is a woman going to get into the heat of battle against, Hubert Davis? You look at me like I'm crazy. It's not my belief, but I have to look at what society thinks of this and say, I don't think that we're there yet.
Isn't the coach, RJ, the coach of the year in the G League is a woman.
Yeah.
Right. At some point, it's going to happen.
I would welcome it. I would love it. I actually think it would be a positive. I think that would draw more notoriety and more attention to programs. That's why I think a smaller school that doesn't have the constant attention would be better to start.
Why does it have to start at a smaller school?
That's what I think makes sense.
If you're Kentucky, if I can't get Danny Hurley and I can't get Jay Wright, Give me a name. Billy Donovan coming back from Chicago. Like, who's the person that has the track record of actually winning?
I don't know that that exists.
Does Nate Oates have a
not like Don Staley does? No.
I think that's why it was brought up.
I think it would be at a minimum very intriguing, at a maximum like an elite hire. I just don't think we're there yet.
I just don't know if you're Jay Wright, you want to throw yourself back into the furnace like that. That's into you're in it now.
I mean, Kentucky is the Cowboys, is the Maple Leafs of college basketball.
You're right now, feet up, enjoy being on TV.
Right.
Now you get thrown, you're thrust right back into
it. All right, so UConn wins, second straight year. We heard Danny Hurley earlier. We'll take a listen to him again. What they've now done is absolutely sensational, because he's right. Teams don't win multiple championships and never face a single single game where you lose by or win by less than 10 points. It's unheard of what they've just done.
They averaged some in the tournament, 23 points. That was their margin of victory.
You know what? First round, sure, you win by 30. That happens all the time. But to be hammering, Alabama is a good team, and they gave you a game, and you still won.
They went on a 30-0 run against Illinois.
Against Illinois, who is a terrific basketball run. Team.
30-0.
And that game last night against Purdue, who's a really good team, who has the player of the year, who's well-coached, who has terrific guards, it didn't make a difference. But it's a combination of great players, great athleticism, great coaching, all wrapped up into one. This is their sixth championship since 1999.
I was mad I did this yesterday, but I kept making comparisons going back to just to the women's tournament, just because my wife for the first time ever was so dialed into it. Same kind of thing, no?
Absolutely.
Caitlin Clark and I were going up against South Carolina.
Did you see the numbers?
Caitlin Clark is the best player, but she's going up against a much better team.
Right. I think it's got similarities. I think Caitlin Clark is more dominant, but Edie certainly is.
Different, though, because Caitlin can kill you with a three.
Right.
The goal with this is, hey, let Zach Edie kill us with twos because, as long as they don't make threes.
And again, teams don't shoot seven threes in a game. It does not happen now.
I think they shot 10 of 25 against NC State.
Right. To limit, making one is unheard of now. But shooting only seven? I would guarantee you go back to any of the college basketball games of this tournament, nobody shot seven or less three-pointers. No team.
No, I would actually like to go through all of Purdue's tournament games and see how many shots they took, how many threes they actually shot game.
I promise you, they were a three-point shooting team.
No, so NC State, like I said, they were 10 of 25 against NC State.
Like Brandon Smith is a three-point shooter. Lawyer is a three-point shooter.
And the one they made was actually, that was a tough three that he made,
very
too.
Tough three. Right, you could pick
25.
Up.
They took 25 against NC State. They took 15. They were 3 of 15 against Tennessee.
Which is brutal.
No, but 1 of 7?
I don't know that you can find a team playing in the NBA or college basketball, men's, women's, whatever, that is shooting seven threes a game. I don't even think that exists now.
Not with how important the three is. They took 20 against Gonzaga. Yeah, it's what Danny Hurley and his team, what they went into the game intending to do was exactly what they did. Which is, I think, part of
the genius of him.
Well, just how good the team is.
But
how well coached.
That's why they're unbeatable right now. And they are. This is as dominant a performance as I've seen in such a long time, because their team is great. Their players are a mix, and we talked about this earlier, of young guys and veterans and size and speed and depth and the way they break the trap and everything. And then their coach is second to none. So it's no wonder that they're running away with these championships.
Yeah, it is a well-oiled machine right now. You recruit the right players that can be coached hard. I was reading something during one of the breaks. They asked Danny Hurley about his strategy when he's recruiting. He's like, I actually pay more attention to the parents. Like, I'm more focused on the players' parents.
Right.
Knowing that there's a certain way I want to coach these kids, and are the parents kind of raising the kids the way I want to coach them?
So they have to fit into the mold of what he's looking for.
It's
going to
be about team first. It's not going to be, hey, this kid's special, we're going to coddle him. This is going to be, yeah, we know you're great,
right?
But you're going to fit into what we're trying to do.
It's a smart way of going about it, because you see the Kentucky system doesn't work, right? You can't bring in, you can't have a team of 18, 19-year-olds.
No, timeout. You can't have a team of 18 and 19-year-olds that don't want to do all the things necessary to win.
Well, it's a combination. You can't have kids who don't want to do everything to win.
Okay, here's a good example. I'll tie this into, we have a hockey game tonight that we'll both be watching.
Right.
You can't have three, you're not going to put three Panarins on the same line.
It doesn't, no. That's why it's redundant.
You got Trocheck on the line because he's the one that's going to go get the puck, do all the dirty work.
Correct.
And then that way Panarin can do what he wants to do. If you got all the, your whole team is guys that don't, no, we don't want to go for loose balls. We don't want to play hard in defense. You're not going to win a championship like that. You need those guys that are going to do the Josh Harts of the world, that are going to do all those things.
All the dirty work. The Hartenstein's of the world, of course. You can't just have pretty boys. You got to have some muckers as well. Let's go to Matt in Brooklyn. Hi, Matt. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
I'm just not understanding why Danny Hurley would want to leave a blue blood. UConn has a championship in the last four decades.
Money.
And
money. And a new challenge.
Money.
But UConn would give that to him. They're a blue blood.
Yeah, I don't know if I listen. I don't know the finances in UConn and, you know, booster wise and everything else.
I don't know that he leaves, Matt, but I think it's worthy of conversation.
No, I think you also have to pay attention to
the East Coast guy. He's from Jersey.
Right, he said that.
Guy.
He said that. He's already dragged his wife to Rhode Island, and now she's closer to New Jersey. So I don't think she'd be a fan of going to Kentucky.
One more thing, sorry, about Dawn Staley. I know you guys want her to be a coach, but what does a woman know about taking it to the rack and yamming it over someone's head?
See?
Or following up on a rebound and yamming it over someone's
right.
head?
So right there is why a woman is not going to get a coach at a school like Kentucky.
What do you think Tom Thibodeau knows about that?
Because an idiot like that, if he doesn't know how to take it to the hole and yam it.
You think Jeff Van Gundy knows about that? About yamming it?
Probably
you
not.
Think he's done that?
No, I don't think
Stan Van Gundy? You think he yams it?
I don't think he's done any yamming.
He probably eats a yam.
Yams very healthy, very delicious.
He probably takes a yam and jams it in his
face.
But
it's people like that think.
What do you think? You think Ken Hitchcock knew how to skate?
No.
They used to
but you
him.
Don't have to be a great athlete. I mean, Dawn Staley was a. It's unbelievable to me that someone could have that tact, that attitude.
Is it unbelievable?
Yeah.
Is it unbelievable?
You know what? It's sad.
There you go.
So because you can't dunk a basketball, you now can't coach basketball?
According to him.
That's wild. No.
Hey,
it's 2024.
It's sexist. It's naive. It's moronic. And it's wild.
Of all the things necessary to be a really good coach
right.
in the NBA.
But you can't if you can't dunk.
What? Who cares?
Right.
Who cares if right. you can't dunk?
You know
anything,
who else can't dunk? Steph Curry can't dunk.
You don't know anything about going up barely. And yamming it.
Yeah, but how many coaches?
She can't yam it,
how
though.
Many times has Stan Van Gundy yammed it?
I'm guessing the same amount as me.
Numerous times, Rick.
Numerous.
How many times do you think Patino's yammed it?
And I've heard he's the best, like, detail-oriented practice coach that people have ever seen before.
It was that one time in Central Park he yammed it.
Stop it.
You fed that to him. You absolutely fed that to him.
I
you fed
say,
it to him.
I wouldn't say I fed it to him.
On a platter. Zoom boy.
Someone fed something. He didn't tell me that.
Oh, he fed it right to you.
He didn't give me the exact.
He placed it in your hands.
Listen, I might be partly responsible. I wouldn't say that I fed it to him.
He cooked it.
But I will share some of the responsibility.
Take all the responsibility.
It's like your eggs. He was sherry. He cooked the egg.
Mm-hmm.
I ate it.
RJ.
This is interesting. Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Just are you ready for stuff you missed?
Yeah, I'm just hoping to stay employed.
All right, let's do that.
Now. See ya.
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The you missed.
Alrighty, a couple things on the college hoops. So we talked about it earlier, but if you did miss it, UConn wins their sixth men's title in team history. School history, I should say. Tied for third all time. Kentucky has 8, UCLA 11. Dan Hurley asked after the game if he plans to stay. Said he does. Wants to build a modern day dynasty. So can talk contract. Hurley got a new 6-year deal last year for $30 million.
There's no way that's gonna work moving forward.
I got to think they're going to tear that up. $5 million a year? Ain't
no.
Doing it. So, I bring that
How
up.
Much money do you think he's actually making for the University of Connecticut right now?
A lot.
A lot.
A whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
So, I bring that up for when the caller said earlier,
a few minutes ago. Why would he, I think it was Matthew, why would he ever leave UConn? If UConn's like, listen, most we're going to give you is 7 a year, Kentucky says, how about 12? Or some ridiculous number.
What did Calipari just get?
8.5 with incentives. I think he's going to go over it.
But well, how about the other thing, though, too? You got to take into account now as a college coach is how much money can you, like, what is your collective worth to go buy players?
Yeah, you have to take that into consideration.
I mean, Kentucky's is very deep.
But I think that was one of the draws for Cal going to Arkansas was that they, between Jerry Jones and a bunch of other donors, they're going to have plenty of money to go spend.
Of course. They're going to line up money.
So some other names to keep an eye on for Kentucky, we bring that up. Who could replace Coach Cal? Billy Donovan, which, Dave, you said. Bruce Pearl. You guys talked about Nate Oates at Alabama or possibly Sean Miller.
These are so unexciting, uninspiring.
Those are the names that are being thrown around at the moment. So we'll keep an eye on it next year. UConn, Duke, your betting favorites at the moment, plus 900, 10-1 odds. By the way, Iowa, South Carolina, the women's title game. 18.7 million people. Pretty good.
Amazing. That's amazing. And maxed out at 24 million.
According to
Nielsen. They had a perfect, I mean, that was, you kind of hope when you saw the bracket that it
was. So this was the most watched non-football game in years, I think.
Well, look at the numbers, though. I mean, you went the LSU game, which was what, just over 12?
Right.
On average. So then you had the UConn
game. To 14, which we thought was astronomical.
Over 18.
Amazing.
Really is. So you brought it up earlier, Rick. Lindsay Harding, she was the G League Coach of the Year. First season as the Stockton Kings head coach.
I love it.
She will have an interview with the Charlotte Hornets.
Listen, the Charlotte Hornets, in my mind, and you can disagree, and that's fine, are almost irrelevant in the NBA. I have zero interest about anything with them. If they were to hire a female coach, that would make me pay more attention, some attention to Charlotte at least.
Certainly would. Yankees win last night. If you missed it, check out the first couple hours of the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, DPH and Rothenberg. 7-0 over the Marlins. Juan Soto, Anthony Volpe, couple of three-run homers. Nestor, looked good. Best outing of the year. Best outing in quite some time. And that game, by the way, shortest Yankee game since 1992.
Wow.
2 hours and 1 minute.
That is correct.
That's amazing. So that was over by 8 o'clock?
Yeah. 8:10? I had that on my list of nuggets.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry to steal your nuggets.
No, I got a bunch.
Why don't we do nuggets in the next segment?
Okay.
Like just a segment full of nuggets.
You have any nuggets on?
Locations throughout New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
Probably got some good.
Connecticut? That's not even new.
No,
yeah,
but
it's funny.
Guys, yeah. Locations throughout New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
Connecticut. That's funny.
Mets beat the Brewers 8-7. Congratulations to the two of you. DJ Stewart, Dave's favorite. Picked a nice time for his first hit of the year. 2-run homer in the eighth. Big home run.
Brandon, that was a huge home run.
Brandon Nimmo, have yourself a night. 4 runs on 4 hits, 2 homers. Mets pick up. Best win of the year. Congratulations to the two of you. I'm genuinely happy for you.
Well, the better the Mets are, the more excited we are, the more relevant the show is. And
that's really what
I'm going
for.
Just have to sit here and destroy them
every
day.
Much better moods, too.
Oh, much better moods. Yeah,
that's right.
We got Adrian Hauser on the mound tonight.
Mm-hmm. Doogie's brother.
Yeah. They spell it differently, actually.
A little bit. You know who did not have fun last night? That would be Blake Snell. He made his Giants debut. It went poorly. Giants lose 8-1 to the Nationals. That's not what you want. Snell allowed 3 runs and walked 2 batters in 3 innings, and he was out of there. Thanks for coming. Framber Valdez, add him to the list of pitchers in the big leagues right now with elbow issues. He is scratched until they can do some testing on his sore elbow. Leafs beat the Pens 3-2 in overtime yesterday. Austin Matthews scores his 65th.
That's good for you, for your Islanders.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. That's tough. That's a tough point to lose for the Penguins.
Yep. So,
what do you think's more impressive, 70 goals or 100 assists? I just saw this question on the Instagram.
McDavid?
70 goals.
100 assists is pretty awesome.
Listen, there's no wrong answer.
Right, but it's only happened 13. We went through the answer. It only happened 13 times.
Yeah. How many 70 goals scores have there been?
And 11 of them are Gretzky.
It's amazing. Does McDavid have 100 now?
No, not yet.
What's he at? Is he going to get there?
Yeah, I think he's going to get there.
Pens do pick up a point, gain a little ground on the Isles, who are still in third in the Metro. Pittsburgh 1 point back. Isles with a game in hand. Rangers Isles tonight. Can hear it on 10:50 a.m. starting at 6:30 with coverage.
Trae Young cleared to return to practice after he tore the ligament in his pinky. Hasn't played in over a month. Atlanta currently holds the final play-in spot in the East. Dave.
Yes.
Dave.
Yeah.
Do you know the oldest world number one in men's tennis history? It's relevant.
Djokovic?
That's right.
Mm.
Who'd he pass?
The former oldest was...
Don't overthink it.
Sampras. Not Sampras.
No.
No. Federer.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's right. Roger Federer. So Novak will turn 37 next month, but he is now the oldest world number one ever in men's tennis ranking.
Congratulations.
McDavid's got 99 assists.
Oh,
also, he'll get
more.
There.
Got a feeling he will get there. And yesterday, a champion was crowned in Drop Madness on the K-Show.
Cut his fat ass!
Congratulations to Don,
that's a good
who
drop.
Once again reigned supreme in Drop Madness.
People love Don, huh? Cut his fat ass!
It's pretty much the LaGreca Invitational is what it is.
That's what it's become, yeah.
I mean, he wins
yeah.
every year.
Every single year, right?
Actually, do you know who he went up against?
I have no idea.
It wasn't even anyone on the. It wasn't even Michael or Peter.
It was Griff, right?
It's Griffin. That was the final matchup.
The high-pitched guy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, Don.
Archie, you created Drop Madness.
I don't know if I created
what?
It.
But you created,
no one.
You created Drop Madness.
I don't know if I created it.
Do you feel like they're stealing your baby?
No.
No.
It's that show's intellectual property.
But you created it.
I don't think I...
You could have brought it with you and brought it to our show.
I think I played a part in it.
Well, we did. I mean, we had our own little...
I like our idea, what we were going to do. It was squashed in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, because we work with babies.
I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say it was squashed.
All right. Why don't we... Are you done?
That's right.
Cut his fat ass! Anybody die?
Any death.
Yeah.
No death. By the way, that drop from Don, that went the distance. Because that was the Evan Neal ordeal, which was quite some time ago. So that drop had to stand up over quite some time.
Cut his fat ass!
Not only aren't they cutting him, he'll be the starting right tackle, it sounds like.
Yeah, that really went
the other way.
We'll
see. I think a very short leash for him, right tackle.
To start, he will.
Dave was ranting himself the next morning.
Sheep! Sheep!
Yeah, you were.
I was livid.
I was off that day.
Yeah. I was livid.
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 Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Rangers at the Islanders.
Good job,
hear that
Raven.
Game on 10:50 a.m. at 6:30.
Oh, I can't wait.
Devils and Leafs, which really has very little impact on anything.
What are we going, breakfast for the game?
Hang on, let me run through the schedule. Right. Yankees, Marlins, 7 o'clock. Mets at Braves, 7:20. Knicks at Bulls, 8 o'clock. Now, looking at the rundown, and I find this to be interesting. RJ, is this a typo? Trey Wingo and Kevin Frazier, both on the K-Show, both at 3:30 this afternoon.
Yeah, they're joining together.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Do they have a joint venture going on?
Seems that way.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. So 3:30 K-Show, must listen.
Interested to find out
what the venture is?
Yeah, why they're together.
Yeah. Well, you know what? 3:30, you hear Kevin Frazier and Trey Wingo live on the K-Show. All right, what are we thinking of wager? I think the same as last wager.
Breakfast, right?
Yeah.
So the whole show?
Yeah. Okay. So the loser has to buy the winner breakfast plus the guys.
So everyone else, basically.
The loser has to buy the other three on the show breakfast.
Deal.
Tomorrow morning.
I'm in.
Why do you feel so good about this?
Who?
Rick.
Well, I understand why he does. Because the Islanders have to win.
Have to win.
The Rangers, they don't have to win.
But by the same token, the Rangers have been playing a lot of desperate teams over the past few weeks. And they've beaten almost
all
of them.
They beat Detroit. They beat Pittsburgh. It's a fair point. But the Islanders have started to play some better. Islanders are weird. It's like
Raymond, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's my other choice? To just be resigned to the fact that the Rangers are better?
No, not at all.
And not try to spice this thing up? Or am I going to be confident?
You have to be confident. And if there's one thing that you can be confident in, it's Islanders hockey, right? I mean, that's your area of expertise above all else.
Well, so. I don't know if that's the case. I think it's more like, hey, let's get something going here. And, you know, I lose. I get to buy you guys breakfast.
And listen, things are going well for the Isles right now. Even when they're not playing, they win.
That's right. Last night, Pittsburgh loses. So Islanders
still got a point,
but still not damaging to the Islanders.
But I think here's what it is. This is not overconfidence. This is me trying to get this thing a little spiced up today.
Let's spice it up.
And if I lose, I have to buy you guys lunch, breakfast, which I don't mind doing anyway.
You did it today.
Yeah, right. Most days anyway.
But I'm going to definitely get a larger breakfast tomorrow.
Of course.
If the Rangers win tonight,
and I'm going to get the extra large.
That's fine.
Chai latte.
Well, you get whatever you want to get.
Delicious.
These guys really win, though, huh?
They always win. That's the least we could do.
But Raymond, you got to have to be very pro-Ranger. Like, you want me to win this wager tonight.
Well, yeah, it's good for the Rangers. I mean, in case you haven't noticed, the Rangers are in the chase for the President's Trophy, fine, but it's important to be first in the East right now. It's very important. So the Rangers are fully...
And only 3 points ahead of Boston
exactly,
at the moment, right?
Exactly.
With 4 games to play.
So, until that's locked up,
Did I see Boston plays Carolina tonight?
I think that's correct.
So I guess you're probably rooting for Carolina if you're the Rangers.
Boston, Carolina tonight.
Boston, Carolina tonight. But the honestly...
Well, we got Washington at Detroit tonight. It's a big one. For the Islanders.
Oh, man, I really hope the Rangers smash the Islanders tonight.
Why do you need to talk like that?
Because that's what I want to have happen.
I hope we smash
because I love the Rangers, and I don't want to just beat you. I want to beat you and put you out of the postseason.
The point is, the Rangers are not going through the motions here.
They're not.
They're trying to win.
Well, of course, because you don't want to play Tampa in the first round.
Exactly.
You like to avoid that.
How much better, being serious now, do you think the Rangers are than the Islanders? Considerably?
Both teams at their best, yeah.
Considerably better.
I think the Rangers
So
are
if they were to meet in the postseason, I shouldn't have the angst that I have?
No, I think there should be some angst because you're trying to get to the Stanley Cup, trying to win a Stanley Cup. Well, you'd rather not have a knockdown fight like that in the first round of the playoffs.
No, you know what I could deal with? Islanders get the 3 in the division.
Play Carolina.
Take down Carolina. Beat Carolina. Face the Rangers round 2. I'd be much more comfortable with that.
You would love for them to knock out Carolina.
No, I would love for that. Carolina's a scary, scary team. But the Rangers have played well against Carolina. Beat them in the playoffs a couple years ago. All right, so what you said you have some nuggets for me. Let's go.
I got some nuggets.
All right, what do you got?
Let's start with how about some Knicks nuggets?
All right, Knicks nuggets. Knicks
right.
Tonight, right here, 98.7 ESPN, 7:30.
In the last 15 years, before Jalen Brunson was signed with the New York Knicks, can you tell me how many 30-point games were scored by a point guard?
Not how many different point guards have done it.
Different. Well, I mean, there's different ones, but I mean, it's...
But how many in totality have been scored?
Jarring.
5.
Come on. 15 years.
15 years.
30-point games by a point guard in the last 15 years. So you're talking about You got Billups, Dante, Derrick Rose, Felton, Moutier.
Moutier. I guess Moutier's on the list, but I can't imagine he gave list. More
he's
than
He's actually
more.
Got the most.
Really?
Yeah, he's actually got three.
I'm going to say 21.
No, less than that.
Really?
Yeah. So Brunson has 49.
Right.
Okay. Point guards in the last 15 years before Brunson, you have Moutier with three, Billups with two, Rose with two, Felton with one, Lynn with one, Brandon Jennings with one, Trey Burke with one, Dennis Smith Jr. one, and Kemba Walker one.
That's I think I was at the Kemba Walker game when he did it.
You said it was over 30, Rick?
30-point games. Total number of 30-point games by a Knicks starting.
What did you say the number is?
Lynn only had one?
That's what it says.
That's not right.
I'm telling you what it says.
Maybe they designated him a point guard only for one?
Starting point guard?
Maybe they brought him off the bench. Starting point guard. I imagine. Because there's no way Lynn had only one 30-point game.
No, but I mean, it would have to be starting point guards. So 40-point games by a Knicks starting point guard in the last 50 years. 40-point game by a Knicks starting point guard in the last 50 years.
40-point game?
40-point game.
Over 50 years?
Over 50 years. This is another one I find hard to believe.
Nine.
Close. No, that's it. Nine.
Nine?
Nine is correct.
I mean, come on.
And Brunson has 13.
Come on. That was unbelievable.
That was unbelievable. Okay, here's another little nugget. Jalen Brunson is the second player in NBA history to average at least 28 points per game, 6 assists, 39% from 3, and a plus 400 or better.
He's amazing.
Other player?
Give me the individual stats again.
He was 28 points per game.
28 a game.
6 assists.
Uh-huh.
39% from 3. So 39% or better.
Right.
And plus 400 or better.
Steph Curry?
Yep.
Is that right?
Tell me when.
Come on. What are you looking for?
When he won the unanimous MVP.
Really?
That's how good those numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
What other nugget do I have?
All NBA? All Knicks?
There's a Knicks. Here's a good Knicks one. Jalen Brunson is averaging more points, assists, field goal percentage, three-point percentage, free throw percentage, free throw percentage, less turnovers than Jason Tatum this season.
It's pretty. I mean, he's having a great year.
Having an unbelievable. Last little nugget, NFL nugget.
Oh, I like this.
So this is a Brian Baldinger list.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen his pinky finger?
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Top five teams in the AFC. Top five teams in the AFC.
This is just what he believes.
This is what he believes. Top five in the AFC.
All right. So let me, is this crazy or is this a normal list?
No.
All right. I'll fairly play normal. Your game. Can I just play without, can I just throw out
just
names?
Just throw out names.
Cincinnati.
Nope.
Baltimore.
Yep. Two.
Kansas City.
One.
You're doing this because the Jets are on here.
Maybe.
What number?
Three.
Yeah, and there you have it. Four and five really, really don't matter all that
one
much.
One.
Houston?
Yep.
And Buffalo?
Nope.
No.
It's also why I took a picture of the list. Just got a new quarterback or quarterbacks. Great defense.
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah. He's got Kansas City, Baltimore, the Jets, Houston, and Pittsburgh. This is his top five.
Pittsburgh seems a little aggressive. No?
It seems aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so Cincinnati not there, Pittsburgh there?
Cincinnati is not there.
That seems a little nuts.
I know, but you say that. But they always finish, I mean, with bad quarterbacks, they still finish over 500.
No, I think they'll be above 500. I think Cincinnati's a more talented team.
I understand
team.
That, but you're already almost in your mind locking them in at 9-8.
I agree.
So now it's okay if it's Fields or Russell Wilson.
But do you look at Russell? See, I think Fields is more talented.
Well, Fields has a chance to win the job. You think you're going to be afraid to walk away from Russell Wilson?
I will make you a declaration right now. You can put it in your book.
Okay.
I don't think it's a hot take, but maybe.
It might be.
I guarantee you.
Guarantee it.
Russell Wilson is the opening day starter for the Pittsburgh
opening
Steelers.
Opening day.
Opening day starter.
At any point, does Justin Fields become the starting quarterback?
I think that's open for interpretation, but I'm guaranteeing you right here, April 9th, 2024, Russell Wilson, starting quarterback, Pittsburgh Steelers. In September.
Guaranteed?
Unless there's an injury or something.
No.
Just
guaranteed it.
No, if there's an injury, I get a mulligan. Otherwise, lock it down. What was the one we had recently that got zero love?
No.
The Budo got zero love.
No, Budo got great love.
RJ, you gave Budo zero love.
No, listen, you have some pending still. You have some pending still.
What do I have? Okay? Give me some pending.
The Giants draft J.J. McCarthy. That's pending.
That was months ago
that
I had
that.
That
was in January. January 8th. Wink to Rams.
Oh, that was wrong.
Yeah. Center upset at Djokovic, good one.
Upsetted, not a word, but yes.
Yes, upsetted. Bryce Huff to the Giants. You had that.
No, okay. Wrong.
Fields to the Raiders.
No, wrong. Wrong.
And then your last one was the Budo.
Which was genius.
Hammered.
I said 6 innings of one run ball.
You hammered it.
Hammered it. What would you say is a good conversion rate?
And then you had
Wink
to the Dallas Cowboys.
Who?
Wink. Mm. Said that in February.
I had Wink going everywhere. what would you say is a good conversion
on
rate?
On a hot, like a scalding hot
These
take?
These are hot takes.
30%? 25%.
Yeah. So I'm hitting it that kind of clip.
Yeah, you're smashing.
And what do we have pending?
We have J.J. McCarthy to the Giants pending, which right. You said on January 8th.
Which was before anybody said that.
January
you guys laughed
said that.
At me.
So that would be a big one for you.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Jeremy Linstadt was correct.
That's right.
Yep.
I would have bet anything that he had scored numerous games over 30 points. Ray, you and I were wrong. He only had the one game where he scored over 30.
And I guess that was the Laker game.
That's right. I think he scored 38 in that game. I believe that was on a Friday night.
Because I felt like he had so many more. It's crazy how we look back on Linsanity.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely crazy. Yeah,
we went Linsane.
We don't have the proper memory because we went Linsane in the membrane.
Linsane got no brain.
Let's go to.
We just needed a point guard bad. We found.
Yeah, you think so? Let's go to Anthony in the mail truck. Hi, Anthony.
Hello, David.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Rick.
Hello.
What's going on, fellas? How are we?
Good.
How come we don't take ice baths in the studio?
I don't want to do that. May 2nd, you're there, right, Anthony?
May 2nd, May 5th, I'm there. Come on.
All right, beautiful. I love you.
Come on.
Good.
So I wanted to just kind of recap the solar eclipse from yesterday. I had driven up to Rochester the night before, got a hotel. The hotels up there were like $2,000, so we stayed obviously closer in PA and then drove 2.5 hours to Rochester yesterday morning. But it was so worth it. It was the sky, like it went all dark and then came to light. It was insane. It was cloudy, but totally worth it. And you know, what is the old saying? Happy future wife, happy future life. So that's what I did. She was happy.
Good.
We were happy. And
Was it super cool? I mean, to spend that kind of time and money, was it worth it, you think? Not to make her happy, for you.
How was the car ride home, Anthony?
Rick, we were in traffic. It was supposed to be a 5.5 hour ride. It took 9 hours.
Nine hours.
Was it worth it?
Yeah. Listen, I enjoyed myself. I'll show you guys videos and pictures on May 2nd when I see you guys.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Cool.
It really was.
Good. We appreciate the. Well, I put him on hold. Now I'll drop him. Sorry about that, RJ. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Fran, you're next up on 98.7 during the Melange.
What's up, boys? I'm a Met hater. You know that. I get on them all the time.
I thought you loved the Mets, though.
I do. But they just make me so sick. I say stupid things sometimes. But you know what? You got to give them credit, man. They were on the brink of destruction, and they found their way back. What they always do, they always keep us hanging on, but they always draw us back in. And one other thing, Rick, whatever you can do, baby, muster up that island momentum for tonight. We got to smash the Rangers. The playoffs are tonight. We don't win that game tonight.
Yeah, good luck.
We're not in.
Play the Rangers again. You played them at the.
I'll
put
the
my
Rangers.
Full equipment on tonight.
You're going to watch the
I'll
game.
Put my full equipment on.
Zero chance.
Yep.
No chance.
Yep.
No way.
I'm going to put it on.
No way.
Helmet and everything.
I want to see you send out a photo of you in full equipment.
Fully equipped.
Doesn't have to be a tweet. Just a photo of you full equipment.
Fully equipped.
You will not do it.
Just my pads and helmet. That's it.
And just otherwise.
Nothing.
All out there. I don't think you'll do it.
I'll do it. You want to look at your face. You just smile. You want to see it.
I absolutely.
Okay.
100%. Would you wear a cup?
No.
Nothing.
No, free.
Send it.
Free.
I don't think you'll do it.
Free.
I challenge you.
Waggling.
You won't do it.
I think this is his way of actually procuring the picture, though. We know how he feels about
That's
Clooney.
That's what he wants.
Yeah. Add you to the list. You, Clooney?
No. I don't look at him the same way as look
he's
at Clooney.
He's got a little book he goes to.
Clooney is, I mean, come on.
What?
It's Clooney.
I'm in better shape than Clooney. You could take Clooney's head and put it on my body.
You might have a better shape than Clooney.
A better physique than Clooney.
Clooney is more desirable.
Yeah, well, yeah, because he's George Clooney.
He's George Clooney.
But that's not what he said.
You take neck down, you'd pick me.
I'd pick Clooney. I know who I'd
neck
pick.
Neck down, you have no idea.
And it would be Clooney.
RJ's theory is really taking shape.
Dan in Jersey. Have at it, Danny.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Rick. Shout out to the company at Jace. How are you guys today?
Good. What's going on, Dan?
So, Rick, you want to go a little wager Rangers Islanders tonight?
No, your bets.
You're confident.
Your bets stink.
Oh, God,
man.
Here we go,
they
Dan. Because you pay them off. It takes forever.
Yeah,
they're terrible wagers.
It's
you're
awful.
Not allowed to gamble on the show
no,
anymore.
You're done.
Yeah,
you're
cut off.
For your own good.
Fair enough. I think the Rangers win by a score of 4-1, but we'll not. We'll go in my Yankee point. I'm so confident in this Yankees team right now. And, quick question. RJ, if the Rangers and the Islanders play each other in a playoff series, who are you rooting for?
That's a good question. I could be bought either way. I could be swayed.
Islanders. He's in on the Islanders.
I think he's got to go for Bob O'Reilly. And my last point about the Yankees, I'm so confident right now. This team's 9-2, and Aaron Judge hasn't really started hitting yet. Once Aaron Judge gets going, I don't know who's better than them right now in the American League. Houston's 4-7. They haven't looked great, and Valdez might be going onto the shelf with another elbow injury. Texas is good, but I don't think Texas has the pitching. I just don't know who's better than the Yankees right now in the American League. I don't think Baltimore is as
Dan,
good as the
Dan, you should be excited. You're 11 games into the season.
I know.
11.
I'm going to temper the expectations a little bit, but that lineup is so good.
Just take it easy. Be excited, but take it easy. UConn's closest margin of victory, the closest game, last year, national semifinals, they won by 13 points in the last 2 years. That's the closest it has been. Raymond, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars, number 3.
Man, what a big day it was for Dave yesterday. I mean, Alex gets the Hattie before he gets cheap-shotted by some angry goalie, which, you know, we can take care of that if it needs to be, you know.
That was premeditated, by the way.
It seems premeditated. Because
it was the third goal in 6 minutes of the first ever game.
Defense stinks because he was wide open.
And I hope Alex is okay and he recovers well and he gets back on the field quickly.
Thank you.
But big day for Alex before the cheap shot. Big day for Ben. He's the player of the game. A bug flies in your mouth. But the biggest deal for you is that people walk up to you and they talk about the segments of the show, and it's George Clooney. And it just adds credence to RJ's theory. I think you like George Clooney that much.
I'm not, not opposed to admit that I love George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You woke up with a naked, urine-drenched man next to you.
That was Rick's story. He thought he told us that story. He, in fact, had not. Mm-hmm. That led to the guy blowing his NHL call-up. Lot of stuff going on
that
there.
That could have went sideways.
Be careful, Ray.
Wow, Ray.
Number one.
This could have gone sideways.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
The British! They're coming!
Wake up!
The British are here!
All because Dave decided to wear a monocle.
See Pietro and Rothenberg!
I think you should do the photo shoot in the monocle and the top hat covering everything.
You don't know what I'll do.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Stump Rothenberg. It's Rule 76.
No excuse to play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg.
Could be Omnia.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Good show, old chap. Well played.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.